All right. Hello and welcome to today's masterclass, Masterclass 9. Tanvi, I think I can see you're joining me. I'm going to mute you, my love, because I'm just going to close everyone down. Sorry about that. And I will show hide non-video participants. How do I do that? Every time I come on here, how do I hide you guys? Kylie's here as well. Beautiful. How do I... Sorry, just give me a sec. It's so weird. It looks different every time I come on here. How do I hide you guys? Oh my goodness. New participants on entry. Okay. Oh guys, I can't figure this out. Where is it? Just drives me bananas. Sorry, you're just going to have to give me a minute until I find the place where it tells me that I can hide you all. No, it's not there. Speaker view, gallery view. Show manage participants. What's that? Okay. More. Sorry, friends. It will just take me a minute to get this set up. No, it's okay. I know you've turned off your video. Thanks, Tanvi. That's cool. There's a setting where it will just only show me, and I just can't for the life of me find it. It was up the top, and now it's gone. This is video settings. Hide non-video participants. There we go. Did it. Okay. You can only see me. Thank you, Tanvi. Beautiful. All right. I just needed it for myself to make sure that I was all set up. Okay. Give me a second. Let me find my center. Okay. Tash, Kylie, and Tanvi, thank you for being here with me live. And thanks to everyone for understanding. I also just want to make sure that you can hear me. Can you guys let me know that you can hear me? I'm presuming you can. Thanks to everyone for understanding my need to move this call. I'm actually really glad that I did, because apart from that little, you can hear me guys, thank you. Apart from that little schmozzle, I'm actually feeling so much better today than I was last week. I wasn't feeling... I haven't been sick or unwell or in a negative space. I was just scattered AF last week. I was all over the place. My head was not clear. And I just thought I can't deliver anything clear today. So thank you for understanding my need to move it. And I know that what I will bring through for you today will be much, much better and much more higher quality than what I would have been able to do last week. And yes, Tanvi, I'm so glad you're here, because I know you haven't been able to attend a class probably because of the timing. So maybe Bali time works better for you. So thank you for being here. Beautiful. All right. How cute's my hotel room in Canggu? You might have seen all my stories. I've got a pool out here. It's very luxe. I'm feeling very nomadic here as I'm running my call from Bali. All right. So today we're talking about, today's class is about working intuitively and being guided from within. And this will tie into, you know, what we're doing around running your business, offering your services, what you want to create, what you want to share, because you know, this is my approach, that everything I am encouraging you to be, you know, creating or outputting or manifesting or doing, we really want it to be coming from and inspired from that true deep place within you, really from within, where you are in tune with yourself and you're feeling and you're listening and you're knowing what it is that wants to be created through you, that is your purpose, your passion, your unique message, your unique offering, right? That's really how we know that we're in alignment, how we're being authentic, and that we don't even have to worry about comparison or competition, because we know that everything we're doing is really coming from that true deep place within us of what we are destined to do and create. So I will always be guiding you to be and encouraging you to be guided from that energy with everything you're setting up in your work in the world. But I just want to talk about it a little bit as well from just a personal perspective of just living in this way, because when I started tuning into running this class, I realized that this is going to be a massive theme energetically for the second half of this year. What I've begun to feel is that change is brewing for many of us. There's going to be change beginning to manifest and unfold in the second half of the year. And the change that's going to be coming through in our lives is not, you know, and I talk about this a lot, but it's not change that we come up with. It's not like, oh, cool, I'm ready to change my life. Let me think about what that's going to look like. Instead, it's going to be, we're going to feel that brewing feeling within us, that rumbling, that itchiness, that knowing that there's something needs to change. We need something different. We're ready for a new path. We're ready for new parts of us to emerge and be experienced. We're going to feel it. And that's how often, from my experience, intuition begins. It does, you know, when we're being intuitively guided, it doesn't start as like us coming up with a plan and an idea. It starts with a sort of a feeling like that you're unsettled, or something feels off, or something's not feeling good, or you're starting to feel the desire for something else, or you're feeling there's certain feelings you're wanting to experience that you're like, oh, that's, I really want that. And I felt that brewing before I came to Bali. I started feeling like, oh, I want freedom. I want adventure. I want variety. I want new experiences. I felt it brewing. And when we're working with intuition, we just start to get that feeling. And we don't always know quite what that's going to look like, where that's taking us, what that means. But it starts with that feeling. I'm sorry if there's a little bit of background noise. They've got renovations happening around the hotel, so hopefully that's not too distracting and hopefully you can't hear it too much. But that's how I've come to experience intuition, and this is going to be a big theme for many of us. And there's so much involved with working, with how do we work in with that energy now? And I'm going to talk you through it in this class. What do we do when we start to get that feeling? Even let me know in the comments, those of you who are here with me live, have you been feeling that feeling? Are you feeling that? Do you sense that there are some things you're going to be guided to change or step into or do differently in the second half of the year? And what have you been feeling and sensing? And so this is the first part. And let me just even go into, yeah, Tash, big time, beautiful. You were coming into my mind. Yeah, Tandy, it's time to emerge. Yes, I love that word emerge. I'm really feeling that too. So what we need to realize about intuition, and this is the foundation of it. Let me just read what Kylie said. Definitely freedom has been a massive theme for me. I've really struggled with force structure. Yes, relate to that, Kylie. Tash, I finally feel like I'm coming out of the newborn fog and I'm feeling excited and inspired again. I love that. I'm so glad. Beautiful, beautiful. And I think particularly, Tash, through your willingness just to surrender into what this particular season has been for you, through fully surrendering into that, then when you're ready, then the season will shift and you'll move into a different energy. But we always need to surrender to what's present for us in that moment, and then the energy shifts and guides us into the next thing. Oh, yeah, that sounds really loud. I don't know if you guys can hear it. I can hear them outside with an electric saw. So I apologize if that's a little bit annoying for you guys. I'll try and stay present through the cutting of concrete that's happening out there. Hang on. I had a train of thought before I went on to Kylie's comment. It was about intuition. Yes. So what we need to understand... Good, Tambi. I'm glad you can't hear it. It's just me. what we need to understand about intuition, and this is what will help us work with it, and you may already know this, but let's just talk about it again, is that it is a deeper part of you communicating to you. So when I work with intuition, we're understanding that we've always got two different energies that can be guiding us. We've got, you know, our logic, our thinking, what we've learned throughout our lives, who we think we should be. This human aspect of us, we talked about this, I think, in our group coaching call. Or we've got a deeper part of us that you can label as whatever you want to call it. I call it soul, spirit, higher self. You can even just sort of call it your body wisdom, you know, a deeper inner wisdom. And this is an energy that can guide you through your life that doesn't just look at what's right in front of it and make decisions and plans off what it sees with its eyes. This is a bigger, broader energy that understands the higher, bigger plan for your life, Your intuition guides you based on the lessons you're meant to learn, the experiences you're meant to be having. It's not just about outcomes and destinations. Intuition is all about what is the path for this person's highest growth? What will help them as a soul learn and experience what they're meant to experience? Or what will help them as a human learn what they're meant to learn and grow in the way they're meant to grow? So that deeper part of you, you know, sometimes guiding you through experiences that you might be like, that doesn't make sense. Why am I doing this? Why am I here? Why did I hit that challenge or that roadblock? But this deeper, wiser part of you always knows. I did a podcast on it, Surrendering to the Divine Plan. I think most of you have probably listened to that, where I spoke a lot about that. And so working with intuition is about surrendering. It's about the willingness to step out of living from here and trust that there is a part of you that's guiding you, and that at times when you're listening to that part of yourself, you won't always understand or know why you're being guided to certain things, and you won't be able to always see with your eyes exactly where it's taking you. You might feel like you're walking blindfolded sometimes. But the surrender and trust piece is so important with intuition, because we have to trust that feeling enough and trust that that part of us knows why it's guiding us somewhere and what is where it's guiding us to. Yeah? Tambi, totally. The plan of the universe is never totally known, but totally worth trusting. A scary adventure. Yeah, and this is where life gets exciting too. And this is where we have to take risks, and this is where we have to step into the unknown. And, you know, as terrifying as it can be, and sometimes as uncomfortable as it can be, because there usually is an uncomfortable period there when you're letting go of something comfortable and familiar and stepping into the unknown, this is when you get to really know who you are. This is where you really get to discover what you're made of, what you're capable of. I know the times I've thrown myself in the biggest deep ends are the times where I've really figured out how to swim in there, right? And I've uncovered these things about myself where I'm like, wow, I didn't even know I was capable of that. I didn't even know I could do that. Through my willingness to go on that scary adventure, as Tammy said, of following where that guidance is taking me. So really, no matter where this inner guidance takes you, we've really got to trust that it does have our best interests at heart, and it's always helping us. It's love. It's a loving energy. It's a loving, loving energy that always has our best interests at heart. Absolutely. So like I said, for me, this is the kind of process how it unfolds to me. It does. It drops in as a feeling, intuition usually. Something in my body, I'll just feel something stirring. Or you'll, as you ladies have said, you'll feel it as a desire for a feeling, or knowing it's time to emerge, or knowing it's time for something new. Sometimes it comes in just as a small, like a little itch within me that I'm like, ooh, what's that thing niggling at me? Or other times it's like a giant download. Like I will get this giant download of everything I need to see. And I'm like, holy crap, like it's huge. So it can come in a lot of different ways. I know when I write, sometimes it comes in as a massive download, or sometimes, you know, a new course offering just comes in like a little feeling of like, ooh, I'd like to do something like that. Or it comes in like a giant download, like I get the whole course just written for me in, you know, a short span of time. I think Tambi had mentioned she was having some big downloads. I seem to remember you saying that. So when this drops in, something that's really useful to do when you first start getting any type of intuitive hit that drops in is just make note of it. You don't have to in any way figure it out. And in fact, I would encourage you not to try to think about it or make sense of it. If you just get any desire, anything drop in, make note of it in your journal and just write out what you're feeling, what you picked up on, the idea you had, the insight you had, and just make note of it. I think that's always something that is important, because I've noticed as well, I dismiss them. Oh, I dismiss my intuition and I think it's not really a big deal. Or I go, oh, I'll remember that later. And you either don't remember it, or you don't make note of the process enough, and then later you're like, oh, whoa, when that intuitive hit that dropped in, that was profound. Like, that actually changed the course of my life, and I wish I'd been more mindful and aware of what was unfolding, or how my guidance was communicating to me. Tambi saying, yes, I laugh because it never comes a moment earlier than is needed. That's a really beautiful point about intuition as well. And I think I've spoken to you all about it with how we find clarity. Clarity never comes the moment before you're meant to have the clarity. It always comes in the moment you need to know it. And we always want the answers in advance, don't we? We want to know now. We want to tell me the plan now. And your guidance is like, no. I will give it to you in the exact moment that you need it and not a moment earlier. So be patient and trust me. And whatever it's giving you is because you're ready to receive it. You're ready for that little piece of the puzzle. Like intuition unfolds like little breadcrumbs. You know, like logic unfolds like, oh, here's A to Z. I can see B, C, D, E, F, G. Yep, can see the whole thing. Awesome. I feel safe and secure knowing that I can see A to Z. I know what's going to happen and I'm in control. Intuition says, here's the first breadcrumb. And that's all I'm going to give you right now because that's all you're ready to process. So just sit there with that breadcrumb, process that. And when you're ready, I'll give you the next breadcrumb. And I'm not going to show you where I'm taking you. You're going to trust me. And you're going to live in the present moment and you're going to enjoy the ride and trust that I've got you. I'm taking care of you and I'm leading you to where you need to go. So when I have something like that drop in, what I might do is if it's a big kind of realization, I might take it on a walk. I might dance through it and I might ponder on it and not try to figure it out, but just like feel into the energy and just be like, oh, what's this about? And are there any more ideas that are dropping in? And if there are, you make note of them. See if there's anything around the energy you can flesh out. If not, if you literally have just been given one piece of the puzzle, the breadcrumb, and you don't really know much more than that, just leave it for now. Just make note of it and leave it. And as we were just saying there with Tanvi, then further guidance and further information and further clarity will come to you in the right time. But it's something I notice a lot with people, and I've done it, is when that little bit of intuition drops in, I'm like, cool, okay, I'm going to take over now. So I got the little guidance, and then I'm like, all right, I'm going to take over, and I'm going to make a plan now. And you then, you actually disconnect from your intuition, and you go back up into your head in that moment. Yeah, Tanvi, what you're saying is beautiful. The only choice is to either enjoy it or not. You're going to go on the ride anyway, so no point fighting it. Yeah, we all have the experience of fighting it. And if you do fight it for a while, that's your experience. And then later you'll realize, oh, what I really need to do is just learn how to surrender here. So as well, when you're working with intuition, you know, I've talked about this so much before, but this journaling with your intuition can be really useful, particularly if you want further clarity on something, if you do want further information on something that's dropped in, doing that Q&A journaling with your guidance, either writing an open-ended question. I'm often like, what do I need to know about this? Tell me more about this. I just sort of ask for something that will give me a little bit more information on what it is my guidance is trying to tell me. Oh, wow, that noise outside is so loud for me. But also, like, if nothing flows, nothing's meant to flow in that moment. But I do find that if I can take that initial energy and then sort of journal on it and flesh it out, I can get more information on it. And then if at any point further information isn't coming, or you try to start acting on it. So maybe you ask your guidance, what's one step I could take? And then you try to start taking that step and something doesn't flow. Trust that maybe it's not time to act on it just yet. Because we can also try to take premature action. And that's like picking a piece of fruit that isn't ripe. You don't want to do that. It ends up ruining it. An example is, so, you know, you guys know I'm in Bali and I've legitimately been thinking about moving here. It's definitely something that I'm pondering. And that piece of guidance actually dropped in for me in April. So a while ago, and it dropped in April and hit me like a ton of bricks. And I thought, oh my goodness, what? I'm going to move to Bali. That's crazy. So, you know, Connie, who wants to be in control, starts taking action. I started packing up my apartment. I'm thinking I've got to sit down with this guy that I'm dating and tell him I want to move to Bali and ask him if he wants to come with me. And I wanted to take over control of it. And then that went on for a little while and I kept sort of wanting to do stuff and rush it. And then I'm like, right, I've got to look at villas. And I realized I was completely taking over the process. And then when I sort of let it go, my guidance said, how about you just go to Bali and feel it out? Don't do anything till you get back. And what's interesting is, because I need to have a conversation with this guy that I'm seeing, it's as I've been talking to him since I've been here, he's already asking me things like, so do you think you could see yourself living there? Like, is that a place that you want to live? And then he's like, you know, a lot of the because he's a photographer, a lot of the photographers that I know are based in Bali, and the guy who hooks up my DJ gigs is based in Bali. And I'm like, oh, really? So it's interesting that this conversation is already naturally evolving through my willingness to be patient. And even talking to my sister now, she knows locals who would help find a villa. So you sort of need to get your little sticky mitts off it sometimes and just be like, just let go and just flow and let the process unfold. All you do is listen for the guidance and act on what it's saying to you. And then just watch how, if it's actually meant to unfold, it should unfold relatively effortlessly. You'll just watch some things start to fall into place. Tambi's question, how to differentiate between ego mind and intuitive mind. So tricky. We spoke about this in my free training that I hosted, which was Awaken Your Feminine Energy and Intuition. We spoke about that. But a couple of things you will find, and look, it does require some deciphering and discerning in yourself. The more conscious you become, the more conscious your ego becomes, and the more sneaky it becomes, in that it will start to speak to you almost like your intuition, and it'll be very, very difficult to tell the difference between the two voices. Tasha's example, I feel like this at the moment. We're moving to Sydney soon. That's exciting. And I'm trying my hardest to not push my husband to confirm details. The right house will come up when it's meant to. Yeah, beautiful. So there's this balance between, like, I often ask, okay, is there any action for me to take in this moment? And you might take that action. You know, we need to go look for a house, or we need to just put it out there to the universe. So we ask ourselves, is there any steps for me to take? And they've got to feel inspired. They've got to feel like you feel light and eager to take them, and they don't feel like controlling. They just feel kind of light. Like, yeah, cool. That's the next step to take. But it is that discerning around, is there a step to take, or do I need to just let go and trust and wait for some things to unfold here in their own time? Because I noticed, I would ask my guidance, is there a step for me to take? And I heard, yes, have a conversation with this guy about moving to Bali. And that was my mind. That wasn't my intuition. And then every time I would go to talk to him, my body would close up and just be like, no, it's not the right time. And I was like, interesting. Is that fear stopping me, or is that my body saying not yet? So it took a little bit of discerning, but I realized my discomfort in having that conversation with him was actually because my body was saying just not yet. So there's a bit of discerning there. Yes, Tambi, I can post it in the Facebook group. I do have a replay page of that, so I will post that for you guys, absolutely. But how do we tell the difference? So a couple of things. The mind, so look for trying to be in control of the process, very much the mind. Look for anything that's rushing ahead. So intuition is very much just about being in the moment. The mind is always thinking ahead to the destination, to the outcome, to where we're trying to get to. There's usually maybe a sense of anxiety or fear behind something that comes from the mind. There's an agenda, so something you're trying to get or attain or achieve through the action that you're taking, versus just taking the action because you feel guided to and then letting it go. Intuition, you know, I often say it feels light, it feels easeful. It doesn't mean it always feels comfortable. You will still be guided by your intuition and have to move through fear and discomfort. You might have resistance. So that's where you've got to be a little bit discerning. And if you're not quite clear on whether it is your mind or your intuition, there's two things you can do. One is you can just wait and continue to process the feelings and journal through it and really just see, is that voice that's guiding me, has it got control? Is it focused? Like, is it trying to rush the process? Is it trying to get me to my outcome? Is it a lot of overthinking? Is there anxiety? You can sort of discern that. Is there justification? Am I justifying why I should be doing something versus just doing it with literally there's no real thinking around it? So you can either sort of process it a bit more, or you can just take whatever step you feel guided to take and see what happens. And usually if you take a step and it wasn't truly the right step to take, you probably won't get a good outcome from it. You either will hit a dead end, it just won't work, something will fall apart, you'll get a no. And that's like sort of pushing back a little bit, being like, hang on a second, just get clear on the energy that you're meant to be coming from with this. I hope that makes sense. So I always see, yeah, so outcomes as signposts. Got it. What do you mean by that? Tell me more about that. So you're sort of, the result you get back is a bit of a signpost around whether you're on track or not. Because see what happens. Yeah, beautiful, Tanvi. Because that's definitely what I notice is, and I was going to talk about this, because anytime we're stepping forward into anything, creating something, we're always going to be getting some form of feedback. And it's really important, and I've said this probably before in a masterclass, that we don't see any setback, any roadblock, any failure as an actual failure or a sign that something's gone wrong, but as feedback. It's just feedback. And it's also potentially a divine redirection. I've often noticed this when I've been trying to manifest a home, like to Tasha's example, trying to manifest a home. And you know that feeling where, like, I've done this, where I'll find an apartment online and I'll be like, oh my God, this one, this is it. This is the one, this is mine. Yep. And I'll go crazy on it, you know, calling the agent and going to the inspections and putting in my application in the first 5 minutes, right? Like crazy person, right? And that's the mind latching on. Sure, you might have felt a real intuitive feeling around, oh, I love this. But then the mind goes, and now I need to get it. Yeah. Latched onto that place. Tash relates to that. I latched on. Then the mind goes, I need to get it. And that comes from fear. Just pay attention if there's fear behind it of like, oh, I have to have this one, because sometimes there's a feeling of lack behind it or need behind it. And sometimes what's happened to me is I've latched onto one, and then I either haven't got it or something's unraveled with it, and I've later realized, oh, no, that was just a divine redirection. The fact that one didn't come through for me wasn't that I wasn't, I don't know, that it wasn't right for me, or that, let me find my language. It wasn't that anything went wrong, and it wasn't that I failed, and it wasn't that my manifestation isn't possible. That's not what that's telling me. It's telling me, hang on, not this one, actually come over this way. So if at any point something that we want isn't materializing, isn't working out, this happens to me with men all the time. I'd meet a guy and be like, oh, it's him. This is the one. Yes. And then you'd latch on and then it would fall apart. And you'd be like, you'd left me being like, oh, my manifestation's never going to happen. Not true. Life is just saying, no, not this one. Look over this way. It's over here. So we've got to see these as little redirections. And so with your place, Tash, you still fully show up for what you want. You put in your application or your bid, you chat to the agent, you do whatever you need to do. But then you do this, you let go from the outcome. Rather than being like, I need this outcome, I need this outcome, I need this outcome. We step back and we just say, whatever is in my highest good. Universe, this is in your hands. I've done everything I can do here. If this is mine, beautiful. Let's have it work out. If it isn't, cool. Show me what else I'm meant to have. That's that bit where you need to let go and trust. I went through this with Divine Femme. It was so interesting, that launch for me. It was a really difficult launch, actually, because I thought that coming to Bali would make that launch easier, and it actually made it a lot harder. And the first part of my launch went really well. The second half didn't go how I'd planned and how I wanted. And I had to really step back from that and just watch it and just be like, interesting. I could make a story out of this that says I'm a failure and this isn't going to manifest and I can't have what I want. And I did go into that story for a while. I'll admit it. I fell out of alignment for several days. And that was just part of my process. Launches always activate a process in me. And instead, I took a lot of information out of that. And I was like, this is interesting. Let me learn from this experience. Let me step back and see what life is trying to show me through the manifestation that's unfolding here, or the lack of manifestation, for example. Just step back and get the lesson. There's a lesson in everything, particularly if things don't work out according to your plan. There's always something beautiful to learn and discover in that, that will help you next time get much, much more, or be more in alignment and effective with whatever it is you're wanting to create, right? what was interesting as well, there was so much surrender needed in my launch because, as I said to you all, I hold a figure and an intention of what I want to call in. And I fell a tiny little bit short of it in this launch, but I came pretty close. I was pretty damn close, but it didn't come through until the very last minute. So I remember that whole week of that launch, I sat there being like, I have no proof or evidence that the numbers that I'm holding space for are actually going to come through. And so I remember I completely detached. On the morning of the last day of closing registration, I just thought, you know what, whatever. If I don't get these figures, these numbers, I'm just so beautifully happy with however this comes together. But then by the time we got to running class one, I had pretty damn close to the numbers that I'd set the intention to have. So it's really interesting with manifesting from your intuition, because it will never go according to your plan and your way. And all you have to do is just really hold your focus on what it is that you want. And also hold on to, so for example, with Tash's example of a house, you hold on to the energy of what you want rather than the specific form. Because you know you're going to manifest a house, and you know you're going to manifest a beautiful, perfect, amazing home. Whichever home comes together for you is whatever one's meant to come together. So your actual end outcome, you hold the desire and the feeling of having that, and what that will feel like and what it will be like to have it. But then however specifically that materializes and in what time is where you let go. So in terms of running a business from this space, you know, there's a big component here, which is kind of what I'm talking about already, between balancing action and surrender and intuition with planning, because we need both. I feel like maybe we've touched on some of these things before, but we'll circle back around them. We really do need both. And I think we need this combination of intuition and our minds, and of action and surrender. Let me just see what I've written here. I feel like I have already touched on this. Let me just see if there's anything else that wants to come through around it. Yeah, where have we talked about this? I feel like we talked about this in one of the group coaching calls. I'm having a recollection with Kate. Maybe I talked about it with Kate. I'm just trying to see what I want to jump into around this. Just give me a minute. Hey, let me throw it over to you guys. Do any of you get stuck around working with action and intuition, knowing when to take action, knowing how to balance structure and planning with your intuition? Because that's an interesting one. Actually, because let's talk about that for a minute. Because again, with this launch that I did, sometimes what you have to do, particularly when you're working with a divine plan, is you actually have to throw your plan out the window. So I feel like you can create a plan, and it's actually useful if you're going to launch something, create something, do something, transition out of your day job, which I know a few of you are doing. Beautiful, create a plan. And even sometimes having that plan, even if that plan has come from your mind, is useful to have. It can give you a sense of comfort and security. I think there's nothing wrong with mind mapping stuff out, with creating timelines, with, you know, really use your mind. I don't want anyone to ever feel like, oh, I can't be in my mind or in my ego around this, because it's a useful tool. We don't want your mind to be the dominant driver and be suppressing your intuition and your truth, but it's a useful thing to draw on. You know, if you're going to be moving house, we need to have the lists and the plans and the timelines and really know what's going on. But be willing to let go of that plan. Be willing to modify that plan. Definitely happens to me every single launch that I do. I create the launch plan, but then I'm following what I'm feeling throughout the launch. And I'm tuning in for, okay, cool, I said I was going to do this thing today. Does that feel in alignment today? Or does that feel like that's coming from need because I need more numbers or I need more people? Do I actually feel inspired to do that today? Will I be able to bring the right energy to that today? So there's this beautiful dance between really using our mind as a phenomenal tool to help us, but then being willing to release it all together when we can feel that maybe our guidance is saying, no, do this instead. Tanvi's saying the word alignment is amazing. It's really beautiful because I think we all want to be living from a place of alignment. And it's that checking in with, okay, here's the step or the thing I think to do. Does this feel in alignment in this moment? And even uncovering what alignment feels like to you is really important. Because alignment, you know, it may not always feel comfortable. I know for me, like still doing Instagram lives, for example, aren't fully comfortable, but I know they feel in alignment when I feel like, yeah, the energy is there. The energy behind my, you know, what it is I'm wanting to do, I can feel it's there versus me forcing it. So like last week to run this call for you, I would have been forcing it. I would have had to try to find an energy of inspiration. Whereas today it's here. I can feel it. And I feel very in alignment at the moment because my body's ready to bring forth the message. I hope that's making sense. So I think there's definitely a need for flexibility, for flowing, for letting go, for trust, for surrender when we're working with our intuition here. And 100% being in the unknown. And, you know, we get so afraid of the unknown because we can't obviously see or figure out how things are going to work out. And so many people kind of ask, well, how would I possibly feel safe in the unknown? How can I find trust in the unknown? How do I know that everything's going to be okay? And there's two kind of ways that we can find that feeling of safety and security and trust and comfort in our lives. One is when we look with our eyes and we can see proof or evidence, and then therefore that confirms for us that something's going to work out and be okay, and then we feel safe. So let me think of an example. Let's say you quit your day job and you, I know Kylie's example, you want to run a workshop. And if you knew that there was 10 people confirmed and those 10 people had signed up to come to your workshop and it would all be fine, you could feel relaxed about that workshop and say, yeah, cool. All my stuff's going to be a success. I know it's all going to work out and this is going to be great. So when you have the proof or evidence, when you see it, we usually then feel trusting. We feel safe. We feel like, yeah, we're good. We're supported. But for most of us, that means we're waiting to get some type of certainty with our eyes before we can feel that sense of peace with what we're stepping into. Tanvi says, I love the quote, when everything is uncertain, then anything is possible. So focus on the many positive things. Yeah, beautiful. And I love that too for that reason, because so many of us have set up these safe and comfortable lives where everything's certain, but we don't have that ability to create limitless possibilities because it's all bloody planned and structured, you know? And so we end up feeling very safe, which so many of us want to feel, but we don't have the ability to create anything new, anything exciting, anything outside of the standard predictable box, because we go, cool, I can see the next 6 months, say, for example, I know what that's going to look like. And then we manifest what we expect to see. So we have this expectation, this is what the next 6 months are going to look like for me. Life doesn't bring us anything outside of that because we've got our focus on what we want to create and we've set our expectations and then we wonder why we're shipboard. But some people find that life really comforting and secure, and that's beautiful and that's totally fine. But as a free-spirited person, what we realize is if we want new things, we have to break out of all of that. We have to almost demolish all that old safe structure and be willing to get into the unknown where we literally have complete limitless possibilities of what could create. And this is why when you're manifesting, as much as possible, you do want to be a little bit detached and open, because you give this incredible abundant universe room to come and create the most magical possibilities for you. to bring in something that you wouldn't even possibly expect. Because this universe can create anything. Like, it's so magical. And we need to give the universe room to create some magic for us. And if we're controlling and planning and we've got it all figured out, we're like, no, no, universe, magical universe that's created all these galaxies and everything here. I don't need you. I'm in charge, mate. I got it sorted. And then we end up pinching ourselves off and creating a manifestation this big when we really could create something like this. I don't know how I got onto that. Tamba, you took me on a tangent. And detachment is tough. It absolutely is. But it's that just sit back and let go. Just sit back and let go. Go and detach from the particular outcome and go and do something that brings you joy in that moment. So I was saying the two ways we can find that certainty, that safety, that comfort, that trust is one, when we see proof and evidence with our eyes, and therefore we then have the feeling. But our power is outside of ourselves and we can't feel how we want to feel until we get that external proof, right? And I was noticing that in my launch. When I wasn't getting the external proof, I noticed how wobbly my emotions went. And I was like, wow, how I feel about this launch is completely based on my results. And that's not how I want to live. I had to get back in charge of my emotional state and I had to come back into alignment. And when I did, then the results came because they're a reflection of me. It took me all week to shift my energy back into alignment. And when I finally got back into a state of ease and joy, all the results came. It's like they're all waiting. It's like the universe has got them. It's got it lined up. Everything you want, it's lined up at this door, and it's just waiting for you to open the door. And you open the door by coming into alignment energetically. Maybe even taking your attention off what it is you're trying to create. It's coming back into that good feeling space, and then you come into alignment with it. We spoke about this, I think, in the last masterclass. So the second way that we find a sense of calm, ease, trust, certainty that everything's going to be okay is we find it within. We don't wait for the proof or evidence. And this is where this continual tuning back in, finding the feeling space of what you want, listening into that intuition that's saying, trust me, we've got it. It's coming together. It's all working out. I wouldn't guide this to you. I wouldn't guide you to this unless on some level it was already done. I wouldn't give you this desire unless it was possible. So whenever we're feeling wobbly on the path of following our intuition and we're trying to find certainty outside of ourselves through controlling and looking for proof and evidence, we let go. And we come back into something, and I think I'm pretty sure we spoke about this last masterclass. Sorry, I'm teaching so many classes at the moment that I forget who I've spoken to about what. But we come back in. We reach again for where we found that initial desire, that initial insight, that initial feeling that said to us, here's the step for you. We come back to that. We start rushing ahead. We come back to that. So that's a big, big part of how to navigate the unknown. One step at a time, one breadcrumb at a time, always coming back to that original feeling that spoke to us, that told us about that desire. And finding our certainty in that. You know, I also think it's useful, and maybe I take you through this in the workbook. Also, if you're ever facing unknown and uncertainty, Tabby says, come back to the original feeling. I got goosebumps. Yeah, that's a really, really important part of it. I'm glad that resonated. Mm-hmm. Love your interaction on here, Tabby. So nice to have you on a call. What was I going to say here? Look how easy I lose my train of thought. Yes, I said I might have asked you this in the workbook. If you're ever facing the unknown or uncertainty, think back to any other time in your life where you've navigated something similar. Because we've all encountered times of unknown and uncertainty. And we've all been in those times where when we're in it in the moment, we think, how will I ever get through this? How will it ever work out? Will I be okay? And it always is. It always does work out, doesn't it? It always does. So that can be a really reassuring thing. Think back to any other time in your life where you've taken a risk, taken a leap, been in the unknown, been worried about money, been unsure if your manifestation will come through. And think back to how it unfolded and worked out, and remind yourself that it did and that it always does. And I find that really reassuring. And the more times you step into the unknown and you have this experience of watching how everything does eventually come together, the more evidence you have to draw on to remind yourself and comfort yourself the next time you're standing in unknown again. You can remind yourself, yes, see, it does work out for me. So I found that really useful as well, is to reflect over those times. And I think I even said to you in the manifestation class, reflect on how you've manifested things in your life before, how you've manifested from your intuition. Remind yourself of the process. Every launch, I have to do that. I have to remind myself, remember, Connie, you don't see the full result until the very end. You just have to hold trust through the entire thing with no proof or evidence, and you will see it right at the end. Kylie says, I manifested a free desk chair a few days ago. Do you know what? It's a really cool thing just to celebrate stuff like that, because we're always manifesting stuff. And very often we're manifesting cool little free things or things falling into place or little things happening. Like, I manifested a room upgrade. I purchased a room that was a garden suite that actually was overlooking the construction site. And I was literally thinking, there's no way I'm going to stay in that room. And then I walked down and they're like, oh, Constance, we've given you a complimentary room upgrade. And I'm like, what? And I come in here, I've got this poolside suite, and I'm just like, amazing. And that to me is a manifestation. You celebrate that stuff because that just shows how magical we all are and how much life is always trying to help us if we'll just stay open and relax. So anything that you manifest, celebrate it. Doesn't matter how small. Does not matter if it's just a free desk chair. That is still a beautiful manifestation. And we celebrate and be grateful for all that stuff when it comes through. Let me see what else I want to say. Is there any questions that any of you have around intuition, following your intuition, tuning into your inner guidance? I'm just reading my notes. But if there's anything you guys want me to dive into, let me know. I'm seeing what else I want to cover here for you around this. Yeah, and just going back to what I was saying before is, particularly if any of you, you know, we've talked about this, are putting out new offerings that, you know, like they're the workshop or an online course, or you're putting stuff out on Instagram, whatever. And, you know, when we start out, sometimes we're not always getting the feedback back right away that we are hoping for, in the form of people saying, I love it, or in the form of likes, or in the form of money, or in the form of people signing up. You may not get that right away. And it's really important, and I just really want to stress this, that you don't then question or doubt whatever the guidance was that you got because maybe the outcome that you're expecting or wanting didn't come through. Because I noticed that a lot early on in my journey, that I would be like, oh, well, it must have been my ego then, or, well, I must not be destined to be a life coach then, or I must not meant to be doing this because I didn't get that result. And it's really important that it may take time. It may take some ongoing work of following your intuition before you really start to get that real click of a great manifestation coming from it. But like I said, everything is feedback. And if you don't get whatever type of outcome result that you were hoping for or expecting, where your power lies is in around what you make that mean. You could make that mean, oh, yes, well, I'm just not destined to do this work, or I should go back to my day job, or I should quit. You can make it mean that. Or you can make it mean, okay, cool, I followed my intuition, I did my part of it. The reason I was being guided to do this was obviously because there was something for me to experience or learn here. I wonder what that is. What was I meant to experience or learn here? What was this showing me? What clarity did I get? How will this help me next time? When you're really committed to living your purpose, you don't get derailed by those small little setbacks. You dust yourself off, you be humble, and you say, okay, that didn't really go how I wanted. What can I learn from that? How can this help me refine myself moving forward? Like I said, you dust yourself off, you get back up and you keep going. And even you ask your guidance. Okay, cool. What were you trying to show me through that experience? Did I come out of alignment? What didn't quite manifest right here for me? And what do I need to learn next time? I remember this actually, a woman in my mastermind last year really felt to run a workshop series, and she set it all up and she launched it, and she didn't have anyone sign up. And it was easy. I watched her process around that, right? And it was easy for her to, well, actually, she didn't even go down that path. I know it could have been easy for her to create a story around it. And she came back to me and she spoke to me about it. And she's like, Connie, I learned a couple of things through that experience. She's like, first of all, I realized my energy was out of alignment the whole time I was launching. All I was thinking about was no one's going to sign up. And I'm aware that I create my reality. And that was a manifestation of my thoughts. And no one signed up because that's what I was focusing on. She's like, I could also feel I was anxious and fearful the whole time I was launching. So I could see that it was a reflection of my energy state. And then she said, I also realized there's some other things I need to focus on building in my business before I fill these workshops. She said, I think I've realized I want to build a Facebook community, bring together some people, build my profile a little bit more. I still really want to do these events, but I think they're going to take a little bit longer. So she learned a lot from that experience. And I was really proud of her for not making it as not turning it into a failure or creating a story around it, but instead just being like, beautiful. I can really see that that was life giving me feedback. It was a divine redirection to make some changes now. And trust me, like, you may not see it in terms of what I manifest now, because I've been in business for 6 or 7 years, but when I first started, guys, so many times I would put stuff out there, crickets, crickets, you know, so we all have to go through that. It's part of, you know, putting my coaching offerings out there and being like, why doesn't anyone want to work with me? You know, we all have to go through that. And that's part of it. So I don't want any of you to make that mean anything negative. Tamvi, how long should one persist? Is it a judgment call? How can I make it more than an ego-based decision? Oh, good one. Do you want to give me an example, Tamvi? What's this in relationship to? Is this around a launch? Just give me something specific so I can talk to you about it a bit more. Yeah, it is a bit of a judgment call. Maybe none of you have ever seen me go through this, but definitely... Oh, a relationship. Back in a few years ago, I tried to host several events that I ended up canceling because I didn't fill them. And I'm not trying to turn anyone off hosting events at all. It's absolutely possible. It's just for whatever reason, I think there was too much fear for me around filling them and I sabotaged them. But it was a judgment call for me. I would notice, yeah, there's very often judgment calls. I would just notice how it was feeling. I would notice how it was unfolding. And sometimes I would hold out, and there's nothing wrong with even hosting a workshop to two people. Like, legit, I know that might feel awkward, but or even running an online course with five people. It's still a valuable experience. But if you can really feel... Look, I think it's a really personal thing. I think it's really tuning into your own guidance. And just feeling for, okay, maybe this just isn't going to be the right time for this. Tash, I've been thinking about doing the IIN course, Integrative Nutrition, or Beautiful You. Yep. And then Beautiful You after. Something that's holding me back from jumping in is that even though it's something I want to do, something is holding me back from jumping in, even though it's something I want to do. Do I just listen to my gut and take that as guidance, or jump and make the call that maybe I'm just scared? Okay, cool. So I would do a little bit more self-inquiry here. So let's just sit with it for a minute, Tash. And just feel into it. Imagine signing up for the course and just notice what arises in you, what comes up. And this is where you just sort of, like, this is the part of coming into your own guidance, really just feeling. And there might be a mixture of things going on. There's probably two energy. Okay, Tash says feeling overwhelmed. Okay, starting point. Beautiful. Tell me more. What are you feeling? What's the overwhelm about? We'll just unpack it a little bit. What's the overwhelm about? Is it that I wouldn't be able to give my all to the course? But with where I'm at right now, the baby and the move, okay? Is the course starting soon, Tash? Is it something that you would need to sign up for soon? Because sometimes, and this is part of the discernment, sometimes it's not that the actual thing isn't right for us, but sometimes the timing, we do have to work a little bit with timing. And sometimes we can want to rush the timing because we're like, I just need to get into the course now because I want to get started. And sometimes all these various things that are going on is life saying, yeah, this course is still right for you, but maybe not right now. This is where maybe the discernment's coming in and maybe what you need to feel through. Kylie's saying, I think IIN is more flexible. And Tasha's here saying, I'm not sure. I've contacted them to find out. Sometimes we just need to get more information. Sometimes your guidance will say that. Just get some more information so you can really feel this out. Tash says, I'm also nervous that maybe I'm using the course to procrastinate and not do the work on my business. Ooh. What's your reason why for wanting to do the course? That's my go-to delay tactic. Let's for a minute, if I can figure out how to do it, we can open up a bit of a chat if people want to chat. Okay. I'm going to unmute everyone for a minute if I can. Maybe it won't let me. Where's everyone? Let's see if we can bring you all on more. See if this will work. All right, sharing on video participants. If anyone wants to turn their video on, audio on, we can chat, sees. What's that background? Oh, Tabby, what have you got set up there? Have you got, it's like.
Like she's on a green screen.
Yeah, is that what that is?
Yeah, it's a green screen.
That's crazy because you're like there and then you disappear. It's like, really weird. You disappear back into the background. All right, Tash. So the why is to learn more about health. And do you ultimately want to go on this path of setting up a business in this space? Hang on. You're still muted, my love. Let me, for some reason, I can't hear you.
I can hear you.
Oh, there you are. Oh, you can? Oh, I can't. Why is that? I'm just gonna try muting you and unmuting you. No? All right, let me try taking out my headphones. Book now, Tash. Why can't I hear you? Can you guys hear her? Kylie, you can hear her?
Yeah.
She's talking. Do you wanna try turning up your volume? Oh yeah, I can hear you.
Sorry. I don't think I want to do it from a starting my own coaching business point of view. More to be able to add more value to my current business. But I feel like a lot of the girls I work with have either done the INN course or they've done various different coaching. Like obviously Kate's done coaching, Anne's done coaching. And I just feel it helps them to better mentor the team that they're working with. And I feel like that's leadership skills, mentoring, that side of things where I'm probably lacking. And also the knowledge, the health knowledge. So I'm passionate about it. So I feel like it's going to enrich my life anyway. Why not sort of do that, you know?
Yep. And when you were saying that I'm nervous that maybe I'm using the course to procrastinate and not do the work on my business.
Yeah.
What are you actually noticing you are procrastinating on around the business, and how might this serve as a procrastination tool?
Just doing the work.
What's
like, maybe I'll just do the course and then I can.
Yeah.
And so then playing it all day. Do you know what I mean? I feel like I'm doing, sorry, I'm trying to hold a baby and a laptop slide. Sorry. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that might be me using, you know, that as a form of not doing day-to-day DMO that I should be doing in my business.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. There's a bit of both in there. I feel like there's a genuine desire and understanding of how it could really help you and the value in it. But there's a little bit of, I could hear a little bit of the, like I'll really be able to show up for my business and my results once then I have done this course and got this stuff. So I could see how you'd sort of be like, oh, I'll get through the course and then I'll be able to maybe take my business to where I want it to go. So there's what I sort of feel is there'd be the value in doing the course, but we just have to be mindful that it wouldn't then, that you'd still be showing up for what you feel it is you need to be doing for the business at the moment. How do you feel about the idea of managing all of that?
That's the big thing for me at the moment. Obviously with us moving, we're doing a lot of travel at the moment. I'm not showing up for my business as I should be at the moment anyway, because we've been doing a lot of travel. So I'm kind of a bit all over the place at the moment, but I feel like something needs to happen for me to go, right, it's time. We've actually got a big conference in Melbourne next week. So hopefully that'll be my sort of kick up the bum without being too hard on myself. I obviously only have a 9-week-old. So, but I feel like, yeah, I just need something to kind of kickstart me to getting back into it.
Stop.
And this is the thing, I keep saying stop making excuses, but I have a 9-week-old and I have a 3-year-old and we've done all the travel. They're legitimate reasons for being busy. So
yes,
it's a really hard balance of not being too hard on myself, but also knowing that, you know, there is time to be working. I don't need to be scrolling social media or resorting my pantry or
Because I know what you've been doing a little bit with the business as well is really refining in yourself the steps you feel inspired to take versus just sort of fitting in with what the business model was saying that you should be doing. What do you actually feel inspired to do from yourself at the moment in the building of your business?
The thing that I'm really enjoying doing at the moment, which is what I've continued to do since having a baby, is helping my team. Whereas what I should be doing is bringing on more team and continuing to build my business that way, whereas I've just been working one-on-one with a couple of the girls that are doing amazing things, and that's really exciting me. Seeing them being able to achieve, you know, the things that they want to achieve and their goals and things, so that's been great and I've loved doing that. And it's been a big learning curve because it's somewhere I've probably lacked before. I haven't been great with sort of mentoring and helping my team. So that's definitely improved in the last few months and I'm really enjoying that. So, but I need to be sort of bringing on more teams so that I can keep doing that. That is my team go off and have their own team. So.
What's really interesting in what you said there, because part of the desire to do IIN was to build on maybe some of those leadership coaching skills, but you're actually starting to develop them as you're really focusing on team members, you were saying, and actually really getting to know them and mentor them. So there's a lot of ways that you can build those skills, and the course might be really supportive and maybe at the right time could be a really cool thing to do. But I think it's also to some extent focusing on the skills you already do have and really seeing your strengths already rather than noticing sort of maybe what you don't have in comparison to what some of the other women in the team. And perhaps as well, you know, when you're really listening into your own guidance, because the way your business is going to grow may be different to other people, particularly if you're moving house and you've got two kids. And if at the moment it's more of that slow build with a real solid foundation, like a really good relationship with some of the key team members, and then maybe you're focusing on bringing on one at a time and then really mentoring that person and building a really strong base. It will be different for everyone. Some people will bring on a big group of people and be able to give them all a lot of energy. you might only be able to mentor one new team member at a time because of your commitments. And if that at the moment feels the most light and inspiring and exciting to you, then that's the way at the moment you're being guided to build your business, even if it looks different to how other people are doing it.
Okay. That's what I said.
Yeah, whatever, I think, whatever this will look like for you, but I think in the theme of this class today is that noticing the difference between where am I looking to how other people are doing it versus based on my circumstances and where I'm at, what's really the way I feel to do it at this particular point in time. And it can still grow, but maybe in your own way. Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Tanvi, I haven't spoken to you really through the whole month. Where are you with your launch?
Well, it didn't happen, and I celebrated the fact that I didn't take it to heart, and that has been my big achievement in this whole thing.
Awesome.
And I've just been trying to see how I can bring, I think I'm kind of emerging from a period of uncertainty, and so I'm just kind of reflecting on that and how I can hold space for myself. I don't hold space for myself because I'm always asking, what's the next thing? What could you have done better? Where should you need to do more or be more? And I'm like, no, just fine where you are. Just hold some space. And that's kind of new for me, holding space for myself. Because I always look to other people to hold space for me, but I don't hold space for myself. Or I am holding space for others. So it's kind of like a new relationship with myself.
Love that. And that's where the clarity and the guidance will come from that space that you're holding. It will arise when it's ready to come through.
Yeah.
About what's next. Isn't it funny? Because we're either thinking, yeah, what's next? What can I do? Da-da-da, up here. Or that.
Yeah.
Just hold the space, and in that space, know the guidance will rise up and come to me about what's next in the right time.
Yeah, I created a account where I'm actually doing a little bit more of my card reading and all of that, and that's been really resonating. And I find it interesting because, like you said, you just have to put it out there and see what happens. It's not something I'm planning to do as a career or anything like that, but it's just honoring something that's rising, and for now, that's quite enough.
Beautiful. Oh, I love this because it's so hard for us all to feel like we're doing enough. And that perspective right there is, that's enough. Like, even that's a beautiful thing, even for Tash as well. Like, let me see this as enough right now. Whereas we're always looking at the lens of, I'm not doing enough, I need to do more. Whereas that energy just feels like, this is enough for this moment. That feels really nice.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Where are you at, Carly, my love? I know you're going to be transitioning out of work soon. Is this happening now?
So if I don't know if people want a story, but this is to do with the desk chair.
Oh, okay.
We're back to that. No, I don't know for those. Yes, I'm leaving my job, and I don't know for those if they don't know or not. But for the last months, 8 months, I've been micromanaged and kind of bullied and all those sorts of things. And I finally made the decision to leave, and then I was still had a few weeks to go, and my boss was just upping the ante, and we had a bit of an argument last Tuesday, and I just decided to walk out, and I couldn't sleep that night because it's not like me. I'm a workaholic, if anything. And the next day I just went to the doctor's in the middle of the day to see my doctor, and she's just like, you're not going in. Like, you've got 48 sick days saved up because I'm a workaholic. She's just like, let it go. And so I was thinking, oh, okay. So I was on my way home from the doctor. So I was walking down a street that I've never walked down, you know, in the middle of the week, which I'm never home, blah, blah, blah. And because I've been setting up my office for my business and change of lifestyle, I've been like trying to get a desk chair, blah, blah, blah. And I've been on the waiting list for one to come in. And then there was one that was perfect just sitting on the street. And I was just like, huh. Well, that's what we're supposed to do now. We're meant to just let go of that relationship and that role and just choose yourself for the next few weeks.
Awesome.
How's that feeling to you? It's good. It's weird because, but I was just done. I couldn't take it anymore. My resilience for it was done. So I'm not worried about it, which is interesting because normally I'd worry about money and all those sorts of things, but I'm like, man, I'm going to be fine.
Good. I just love when you said choose yourself. That just felt so good. And then
yeah.
Some trust now.
I
choose myself. I follow what right now is feeling good, and I'm trusting, like, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be supported here.
Yeah, totally. And like even one of my other roles, like my best boss ever, he contacted me going, oh, I'm just trying to get some contract work for you at the moment, like the same day. And I was just like, oh, it's all happening. I just need to chill out and recoup from basically what I've been dealing with.
And that's such a perfect example of what I was saying, is when you start to get even these tiny little things that come in, like the desk chair and the opportunity, that's life saying, you're on the right track, we've got you. We're going to be
there.
They're beautiful little signs and confirmations. Awesome.
Yeah, so next it's like flying business class or something.
That'd be a nice one.
I'm working on that.
I'm working on that one too. I know. Upgrade's great, but give me a business class flight home. Oh my god. Anyway, I can hear this guy outside so loud, so I'm gonna wrap up the class. Thank you for everyone, you guys, for being here. Beautiful to see you all, and nice to have a little chat here at the end. And
thank you.
June videos, want to see you, June?
Oh yeah,
see them. So let's get sharing them this week because we're in June now. It'll be beautiful to hear everything that's going on with you guys and what you want to focus on this month.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, loves. I will work on getting this uploaded. Have a beautiful Monday. And I'll see you all soon.
See you. Enjoy. Bye.
Bye.